The minutes from our December meeting are attached. Please don't get changed.
Say that to me.
We're glad to see it.
Tolerance.
So glad to hear.
Good morning, James.
Good morning.
I'll move to approve.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second?
I'll second.
A second. Any discussion or? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Either one. Wherever you're comfortable. Okay, next item, discuss and finalize plans for the Fall High Elective Night.
Great. Well, at yesterday's event, Jennifer passed out this wonderful flyer. So I know we have the date committed for the 25th at Fall High in the auditorium. Do you want to give kind of an outline of what the schedule is between 5:30 and 8?
Yes. So what we're doing is we're going to open the doors at 5 o'clock. And so on that flyer, we've also included the information about the Rotary Chili Dinner that's occurring that night as well. And so the first presentation will begin at 5:30, which is going to be just a traditional high school 101. What does it take to graduate high school? What are the things that are needed? Because you know, there's always questions about that. Well, I have credits to graduate, yes, but you have to have certain credits within certain areas. And so not everybody, you know, always understands that. They just think, I just need 26 credits to graduate. And so we'll go through that process. And then at that point, what we will do is at 6 o'clock, we will start a rotation. And so every 30 minutes, we will give parents and students an opportunity to rotate. And so we will have a session on dual credit where the college will be coming and they will be giving a presentation on what does it take to take dual credit, you know, all of those type of things. We're gonna have a session on advanced placement. Then we will have another session or room set up for financial aid and the FAFSA, which the college will also be putting on that. And then we will have another rotation, which is going to be the actual electives fair. And so that is where that will be all lined up down the hallway or hallways. And so I sent out a Google form the other day with the flyer for teachers to be able to send that out as well. All the middle schools have the flyer, and then in the Google Sheet, that's where all of the sponsors are able to sign up to say, you know, here's my organization name, here's how many tables I need, chairs, that type of thing, so that we're able to take care of all of that. And so really what we want it to be is more of a free-flowing thing so that parents are able to pick where they want to go. And so when we, you know, do that rotation, if they want to stay, you know, at the elective piece twice, then they have that opportunity. If they want to go hear about dual credit, then they're able to do that. So it's more of a pick and choose as to how they see. And if they get there at, you know, 7 o'clock, they still have time to be able to go and see some of that.
So where would you picture us being stationed, participating?
Probably with Miss Rooks.
Okay.
Yes.
So in that, like in the hallway where we did before, or is it going to be in a specific area within the high school?
It's going to be, Mr. Pillar wants everybody to enter through the clock tower. And so they'll enter through that, and then that's where we'll have things like lined up. And so I haven't placed anybody yet.
Okay.
Because I just have to see who all signs up and then how many tables are needed per area.
Yeah.
And then be able to kind of strategically plan it out through the hallways.
Okay. And you said the Google form had been distributed?
Yes.
To the teachers?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so then?
You want us to forward it on to you?
No, if you just give me your information, then I can go into the, you know, the actual Excel spreadsheet and I can include y'all.
Okay.
Like as to how many tables, how many chairs that you think that you might need, if you need electricity.
Okay. So I guess who all is participating? So we know that. So, okay. Anybody else?
Yeah.
number of tables and that kind of thing.
Okay, okay.
So I don't need to, y'all are, okay.
Yeah, I think I can just email her directly, save you some time.
So you're gonna bring some park board information, what do you need from us? I can make sure that we have information on the dual credit, particular, so handouts or whatever. There will be Galveston College place, I'm sure, so if they have questions like how to come application or that I will send them over.
Yes, they will have a whole separate classroom.
Yeah, but we can make sure they have an information sheet on culinary information sheet on hospitality.
Okay.
Dr. Matthews, do we want to ask if Chef Mendoza would like to be there?
Yeah, I'll ask him if he can be.
Then do you want to just work, yeah, I think Jennifer and I can just kind of work on what all needs to be there, basically similar to what we've done in the past, or, you know, things that might intrigue parents or students.
Okay.
And I will say, if people, I mean, because there's gonna be parents there too, you know, if y'all are looking for, if certain people are looking for seasonal help or whatever, I mean, I would by all means like throw it out there, because you might find a parent that maybe wants to do something, you know, maybe even just part-time has decided I'm gonna go to work part-time, you know, just know that these are the things that we're looking for, and they might be able to, or even students, you know, parents be like, hey, I've been talking to you about getting a job.
Well, that's great to know. I've had a few HR ask, could they attend and experience the event and see what it's about, and maybe next year or a future event, you know, get more together to staff the hotels and restaurants and things like that. That would be allowed, like American Liberty is ready to send their corporate director of HR down just to experience this.
Sure. Yeah, because you had mentioned yesterday that it's basically open to the entire community.
Correct.
Targeted, obviously, to specific groups,
yes.
But anyone can attend.
Yes. Because that really is one of the things, is that, you know, the earlier that parents start seeing what is available for their students, and the more excited that they are and really start having those conversations about, you know, with their kids, about thinking about the future and things. And when they don't really always know everything that's offered, it's very hard for them to have that conversation. So yes, the quicker that they bring their young ones in and start, you know, seeing what's there, I mean, that is definitely a plus for us.
You good?
We're good.
Okay, and then just email the committee if you need other things.
Okay.
Okay, recap of the 2023 GIST VIP event. I would like to start out with giving Ms. Susan a round of applause.
Yeah.
I mean, so good. I showed up there and said, I'm like, she did all this work. We just showed up and talked. I think this is not fair somewhere, but Susan,
very
appreciated. Recap.
Yeah, thank you. We did have great attendance. I counted 28 people there, both committee and Galveston ISD. Representatives, good mixing, you know, at first it kind of split, you know, with school reps at one table and everybody else at the other, but we got some good mixing going on there at the end, so that was really good. I think the facility worked well, the food worked well, so any input you have or thoughts, you know, as we begin to plan next year, I know we did have some discussion about trying to do the new cruise terminal, so I can start reaching out to them now, and it may be a reverse of, instead of we tell them the date, we say, when are you available, and we have that information, you know, as we start to plan in the fall.
Okay.
So, but any other thoughts or ideas to improve it, because I think each year can get better.
I just had a question. I couldn't attend because I got a surprise visit last minute. But so can you just give us an idea of, like, how many of the staff from the schools actually attended?
There were 13 that were from Galveston ISD.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Including, I think, Crenshaw drove. Did I hear
yeah.
that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they did.
They got on the ferry.
Right. And some new faces. Some of them were people that we had met before, but there were definitely, I want to say, 4 to 5 new staff. Or staff that had not attended in the past.
And then the discussion with them all. So you gave presentations, like I know
we did that. There were wildly successful people who did give her a pass.
And that was really the goal of this event. You know, last year was more an intro. This was, you know, Pathways to Success was kind of our theme this year.
Spencer, Roger, the one they're talking about in the AV for Visit Galveston, he spoke on how he was a student of Mike Dudas's at school and how he got drafted by me to come into hospitality to be the photographer for things that we were doing and how that kind of opened his eyes to see things. And so now he came back as working with them. And I think that when they videotape that, that's going to make a huge impact on students because they're going to see somebody that says, I was here, thought I was going to do this, but then I got to experience hospitality and see what else there is. And anyway, I think that's pretty powerful.
And at least two of their speakers took dual credit, culinary and gastro college. Mm-hmm. So again, that's like not being able, like maybe they can't see, like, why are these five culinary classes going to help them? And then, but they, those two speakers definitely like, okay, then here's where I went.
A lot of good connections as far as in their job.
And the one of the AV students did videotape all the speakers, so we have that footage to use for a variety of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they'll
Are you there
when
you
think? I liked it. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I will have like maybe more interaction between us, you know, with the teachers, like some sort of, okay, let's sit and or introducing or I don't know. When I went there, I didn't know pretty much anybody. And I was kind of like, hey, you know. And the question was like, who are you? You know, and it was kind of awkward because for them and for us, I guess, you know, in that sense.
Oh, and we had time. I thought about mentioning that, but I didn't know how long it would take. And so I think, you know, 20 people, we could go around and interview real quick.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Good.
The counselors and powers that be that are going to be talking to these kids, they have something they can show them and give them and say, look, this is the hospitality business, this is restaurant business, these are jobs that fall under this criteria. You know, and then the kids can see and the counselor can talk to them about those different positions. I don't know, kind of just give them an overview of what they're doing. You might say, hey, you want to get in the hospitality business, well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Does that mean working behind a desk? Does that mean being get into the food side of it? Are we taking bags to rooms? Are we parking cars? Or, you know, I didn't know if they could help define that world of hospitality and restaurants to those kids.
I like that path, kind of, here's where you can go. I mean,
yeah.
Just start showing the gambit, even if it's like a little, like a color wheel, if you will.
Yeah.
You know,
Susan, what did I send you? I don't know if you remember from last year, the full color brochure that the Texas Hotel Lobbying Association gave us. Why don't I see if I can either send that to you electronically or bring it by, hopefully electronically, because Ms. Whelan, get her first name right.
Debbie,
thank you, I apologize. Brought us last year, she was at that meeting yesterday, but last year, not yesterday, and brought us a full color brochure that explain what you're talking about in a general terminology, not specific to Galveston or anything of that nature, but in a general terminology that opened the eyes to where there are quite a few different ways you can go as far as also making very good money in this industry. So maybe we could take that and I don't know whom would do it, maybe the park board or whatever, but maybe build off that for something more specific to our area.
Okay. Yeah, I just think if I was that age and wanting to know more, you're going to have to excite me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have to capture my interest and touch on something inside me that makes me want to do that. You know, instead of just sitting across and saying, what do you want to do?
And I think the stories shared, like, really were really good. And who happened in part among students. They were like, oh my God, can I do that? Can I travel the world? Can
yeah,
I, you know?
Exactly.
At the college, we found that we just do cut cards because if we go into any detail like that, they're not going to read it.
Yeah.
And instead, it's going to be meeting somebody, like one of our dynamic speakers the other day, and go, really? You lived in five different countries and you just started out in high school or whatever. That it's going to be the people. So we can make something is gonna throw away. It's gonna be the talking to somebody and say, oh, how'd you get it started?
Now, how do we get that information out to people, the testimonies of, you know, at least like the speakers from yesterday? How do we get that information to that word to these people, to the students, to the parents, to counselors, to everybody else that, you know what I mean?
So can I?
Yeah.
So I know that Mr. Dudas did go and videotape last Friday three individuals, and so that's why he was videotaping yesterday. So then they're gonna turn around and they're gonna take all of the information and put together like a 2 to 3 minute video about like what everybody, you know, has done, like how they started, how they've ended, like where they went to college, those type of things, so that it can be a great little informational video. One of the other things that we've done is I've been working with the middle school, and so it's kind of a little bit of a mind shift, is not turning around and offering so many high school credits at the middle school, but really giving the students an opportunity to explore all of the different career pathways that are available inside Galveston ISD, especially over at Ball High School. So we have developed, and I've done it in the past, but you know, having those conversations with them of coming up with semester courses. And so, for example, one of the courses will be investigating careers in hospitality and tourism and culinary. And so they'll do 9 weeks of hospitality and tourism and 9 weeks of culinary. And then the next semester, they might decide, okay, well, you know, I enjoyed that, but I also want to go see, like, what is construction and manufacturing? So they'll go do investigating careers in manufacturing and construction, and they'll do 9 weeks of manufacturing / welding, 9 weeks of construction. And so we're going to start, we have 6 different classes, and so they get to choose, you know, they have to choose at least 2 if they do the investigating career courses, but, you know, we're going to start offering those so that the students really do have an opportunity to investigate what are all of the different areas. Because my biggest thing, and now this is my own personal view, okay, is that if we start having kids earn so many high school credits in middle school through CTE, then they really don't get that opportunity to explore, because they have to stay in the class for a full year to be able to get that credit. And so, you know, and then that's where you find sometimes like a kid gets into it and they're like, okay, this is not what I want to do, but there's really no place for them to go. So if we have semester courses where they get to kind of rotate and pick what they want to explore and see, then it gives them a great hands-on opportunity where they have, you know, like 1 or 2 little projects that they're doing within that 9 weeks, plus they're learning all of the different careers that fall inside of that particular pathway. Because I can use health science as an example. Everybody always says, oh, a nurse and a doctor. But they don't realize that an occupational therapist or a dietitian or a nutritionist, all of those individuals fall inside of, you know, the health science. So with hospitality and tourism, it's a prime opportunity for us to use that video to be able to show that in that class. But then also the pamphlet that you're talking about that Debbie has sent out, is that then they can go in and they can have guest speakers and have people come, you know, and talk about what it is that they've done, how they started and all of that, and be able to answer all of those questions for the kiddos. So though that is one of the biggest changes that's going to be happening at the middle school, is having those investigating career courses so that the kids are really able to kind of experience and really get to see, okay, what is this? Because they think they know, but they don't really know, you know? So it's a great opportunity for us to be able to showcase what Ball High School has for all of them.
And then I'm going to piggyback on that, if you don't mind, and just say, as a classroom teacher, that's going to bring into the ninth grade classroom a more informed, dedicated student. So I'm very excited about that. That's a wonderful.
And I'm going to wrap it back up to James's question, is that, you know, how do we get this in front of the parents? And how do we get those? So I think that's going to be the goal of committee to not only the students, but each one of those middle grades, middle school students that come home and say, hey, mom and dad, did you know? You know, but then also our PR that we're doing, our other events, and we may have added events later, but we said the goal of this committee was to create that pipeline.
Right.
You know, you need a waiter right now, that's not, we can't help you. We're trying to create the pipeline of your future employees, so you have your future managers and assistant managers and supervisors
right.
and stuff like that. We're just gonna have to keep working on it.
And so, and I will say to Mr. Dudas and I have talked about doing these little promotional videos for every single pathway so that then we're able to, I'd be able to work with Ms. Fontenot over at the district and kind of redo the CTE webpage that once they have, you know, to have the pathway and to be able to show it and then have that little video so that they can go in and click on that video and it will be a nice little promotional video for each pathway so that parents and kids can get in there and just kind of play around and see, you know, just before they even start that process.
Right. And then you were doing interviews for radio.
Mm-hmm.
So of course that's being aired,
mm-hmm.
but is there any podcast type situation or design?
Ooh,
this
what a wonderful idea.
Just because I'm thinking about the amount of people that spoke yesterday and the time it took for that, you're not going to be able to capture really the essence of those stories in a 2 to 3 minute video. And they're just going to be glimpses of it,
mm-hmm.
but there's got to be something it'll plant a seed, but they need to be able to go and hear the whole story. Like hearing these individual stories was really dynamic and unique and exciting, but if you just get a 2 to 3 minute clip, still wonderful, but you're not getting the full story. And so that's what I was thinking, maybe like a podcast or, I mean, I don't know if video of the whole thing will capture their attention long enough. I don't know. I'm just trying to explore other ideas.
Yeah.
So I can explore creating a podcast.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
And you know, we had a short presentation, but then somebody could ask questions, and so.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'm just thinking, like, timeline-wise for production, doing a podcast would be a lot less involved for like doing the production of the video and everything else. Do a podcast and people can listen to it, you know?
Good idea. Okay, what other feedback do we have from yesterday?
I want to thank the Geyer family.
Yeah,
thank you. Oh, yeah.
Sitting in the restaurant, what do I need to do to get cruise ships here? You know,
yeah.
Having that conversation.
Yeah.
you know, what do they need from us to, you know, inspire?
I think the story's worth it.
And say, the meetings, the follow-up re- or, feedback from those that attended.
Oh, good, yeah.
Okay.
What did you think of the event, what did you take away from it, things of that nature, Kathy?
Yeah, did you learn something new about the hospital, or something, to, so?
Tell me five things you learned from this trip.
Before my hotel reach out to me, you know, and create that relationship, you know, I hope, you know, people do reach out, say, man, I'd love to come back to your rooms and talk more, and, you know, build that rapport.
I would ask them too, do they have the tools they built to communicate with the kids?
Yeah, what do you need from us?
Really, exactly, because they came and they had breakfast, but can they, what'd they take away, what are they gonna be able to push forward to help promote the industry to these children, our kids?
Younger girls.
Younger.
So I wanna go back to the podcast idea, I think, Ms. Rooks, you said you would take that on to see how we explore that, and then.
Be happy to.
Okay, and then the survey, I think, is also a great idea, so do you need help with that, or?
I can do it.
Okay, that's good, okay, and then, if we have the results by the February meeting, if not March, but definitely we wanna look at those before we start any planning for the next one.
Sure.
It's, you know, there's turnover at the ISD, but a lot of the people are gonna be the same people, so it'd be easy for you to just say, hey, if I'm you, just speak again, and you wanna feel like it was a new crowd each year, but now we're gonna have to find five new dynamic, or I'm gonna say something different, or ask a different question. Okay, anything else, Susan?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, but if you get back to the office or think about it, you're like, aha, just a thought about improving, definitely just share an email. Okay, next agenda item is the committee work plan, which is attached, and we are on track, and next month, we will review the seasonal recruiting plan and materials targeted at students in hospitality programs, and then in March, we'll review the dual credit program and enrollment.
I just had one question, I know there was discussion yesterday about when the students are gonna be toured, and you said it's gonna be broken into 3 days, right?
Thank you.
Well, it's actually now 4. Yes.
Hey, that's a good problem to have, a lot of students.
Yeah, well, from talking with the middle schools, they just want smaller groups, because they feel like when they bring over like 200 children at the same time, like it's like mad chaos, like everybody's kind of like, there's no set plan. So we are doing it to where we're gonna have 80, between 70 to 80 at each session, except for when Crenshaw comes. When Crenshaw comes, it's just them. They want their own separate time frame, and so they're gonna come on the 23rd. And so they'll be there from 10 to 11:30 doing the tour. And so, you know, I'm working with Mr. Dudas on this, and making it very different than what it has been in the past. When I talked with the middle school, like, they asked, please do not pass out any handouts, like, don't do any of that, because they found that the kids, like, left them in the buses, they were all over the floor and stuff like that, so they were like, we really want them to pick up that kind of stuff when they come on the 25th, you know, because they're already promoting and sending out the flyers and things like that. So they really wanted it to be more of a rah, 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 welcome to Ball High School. So I'm in the process of working like with the band, the Tornettes, the cheerleaders, like welcoming, you know, this big old, you know, hoopla to get them in the door, the band playing the fight song, all that kind of stuff. Mr. Pillar giving a quick little, you know, welcome to Ball High School, and then breaking them up into groups of like 15 to 20, depending on how many kids, you know, come at each session. And then we already have the students set, and they're gonna be walking around, and we've come up with like a flow to be able to walk them through the entire high school and show them different areas. Like, here's a CTE wing, automotive, construction, like just, but it's more of, and I think this is where it's a little different than it has been in the past, is that it's really just more of a tour. And so that's where I wanted to come in, because that was from their request based off of the past years.
So they won't have time to
trying to give them the tour and then show them different areas within a very short time frame, that what happens is that they get locked up. So you have a group that's here and the kids are asking all these questions. Well, then now they were supposed to already be gone and you've got this other group coming in, and so it's just, it's not everybody gets the same speech or skill. And so that's where they really want it to be more of just that, welcome to Ball High School, let's take a tour, see how you come in, you know, that type of thing, and then be able to turn around and really have more of that one-on-one when they're able to walk through the elective fair.
Okay.
And so that's where I wanted to, and that's why I had mentioned to you, because they had said when we were finalizing, they're like, okay, we don't, I know we talked about just having like one big day, but I think we really want it to be more spread out in smaller groups so that when they are touring the 15 or 20 kids, like those kids can ask certain questions to that particular individual and know that they're getting like hands-on, one-on-one conversations and having their particular questions answered for them.
And if I remember correctly, they were led by student leaders in years past, right? Like from Ball High?
Yes.
So it'd be the same scenario?
Yes.
It's quasi-peers helping lead them through?
Yes. Yes, and so each teacher will go with that group of kids, and then they will be assigned to a particular individual, and then they'll take them on a tour.
Okay. Good. I'm only bringing that up because I think last year when we experienced it, there was quite a few like, we don't quite know where we're supposed to go right now. I think
yes,
we're
and
to come
that's
over here.
And that's where I think from conversations with all of the different parties that's where they just kind of said we really just want smaller groups and it more of an intimate setting for each group of 15 to 20 kids where they can really have that experience and be able to ask those questions. And then these individuals, like we've already mapped it out, so we will be meeting with them saying, okay, here's your first, like here's the route that we're asking you to take.
Okay.
And then walk it with them and, you know, really, really making sure that they understand what it is that's being asked of them too.
And how many students estimated are going to be in attendance overall?
I think Central said something about 400 kiddos, 350, 400. And then you've got Crenshaw, and I know Crenshaw has about 20. AIM, they have some middle school kids, but, you know, their attendance kind of fluctuates based on when kids, you know, if they go back to their home campus or not. So they're going to kind of just sprinkle in, you know, throughout.
Maybe 4 to 4:50.
Mm-hmm.
Does Trinity participate in this too?
No, ma'am.
It's GISD.
Yeah, it's just GISD.
GISD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But our
elective fair is open to the public. So
yes.
A student who's attending there wants to see what their options are if they transfer to GISD.
Mm-hmm.
Good. But the tour, mm-hmm. the eighth grade tours are GISD students.
Yeah.
Well, so many of those kids will go to Ball High.
Right.
So
and so, but our GCC, my GCC career advisors, they go and they talk to like the kids at O'Connell, Odyssey, Trinity, and so they start having those meetings and talking to them about, okay, here's the pathways, here's what's available, so if you do decide to come to Ball High School, here are your options that you have, and then here's the programs that we offer with the dual credit academy and those type of things.
So it kind of sounds like we're not going to participate in the eighth grade tour.
It's more up to y'all. That's why I wanted to talk about it today, because I know that was kind of a different shift than what had been done in the past, but that was, I'm just trying to, because I haven't, with me being new, I don't know what has occurred in the past. And
yeah.
So I'm really just wanting to try to make sure that they feel that when they do bring the kids over, that the kids are really getting what they need. And I'm not sure that everybody kind of felt that way. I think some got a really good tour, and then some, it's kind of like what you were saying, like, oh, I'm not really sure where I'm supposed to be going, I'm not sure what my route is, or whatever, so.
Okay. You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Future agenda items, I'm sure we will review the elective fair.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did want to ask, though, I did, and I don't know, maybe, and so I wanted to ask this, I had brought
courses that are gonna be offered, and I don't know if you're ready for me to share that, or.
Sure, go ahead, yeah, okay, I know some people need to be there somewhere at 10, so.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just, it's just basic, you know, I did have, and I apologize, I'll pass these around, I did have these beautiful spreadsheets, and so what I'll do is, I'll send this to you, when I went to go make copies, some of them are clear, and some of them are so dark you couldn't see anything, so I might forget it. But these are just the course descriptions, with, that are gonna be available to the kids moving forward. And so, I also, the first page is, a nice little, you know, definition piece.
You wanna give Maya one, heading back that way, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I thought I had brought enough. Is that what is continuing education, what is articulated credit, what is dual credit, and then turning around, and then the, there's a pathway in there for culinary students, and then a pathway in there for hospitality and tourism, so that, you're able to see what is gonna be offered to our students starting next year, and then what courses are articulated credit, what is dual credit, what's continuing education, and then, and it gives you, the name of the course, how many credits that the course is, if it's dual credit, and then if it's dual credit, what are the classes that are actual dual credit, and then, that course description, because that really is the course that they're taking, you know.
I was gonna say, I can scan it to you. You want me to scan it to you?
And just, you had mentioned you could send it over to her, so we will be able to get a digital copy of this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
And so I just wanted to just kind of share that, because I think it's just very exciting to be able to have those very clear pathways for the kids into, and you know, we are working, Ms. Rooks has done a great job of working on some additional internships for our students, and so I actually have a meeting, like I said, this afternoon with the Port of Galveston. We've talked with the Railroad Museum and things like that, because they're actually, you know, there's just different people that are wanting to have our kids come, and even if it's just passing out brochures and saying, welcome, welcome to the Railroad Museum, we've got the Polar Express, we have this, and so it's a, but it's also a great opportunity for the kids, to be able to get exposure throughout the city and see what else is here. And then, it's been very interesting too, we've got kids that are moving into Galveston that are coming to us, with a culinary background, and so, we're trying to get those kids, we don't want, we've created culinary classes to keep them in culinary so that they can, complete that pathway. And so Ms. Rooks is now working on making sure that those kids are able to get their culinary internships, even though, we're gonna be running that through the college, but really trying to, because we want those kids to stay on that pathway and to be successful, and, you know, and them not have to switch over and do that whole mind thing of, oh, okay, well, that's what I really wanted to do, and now I'm, you know,
it's something else.
Yeah, trying to give them that same opportunity.
Correct. Other announcements?
Enjoy restaurant weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just had a request. Kelly, would it be too much if, could you send out the calendar invite for these meetings?
It's the second